produce the right-wing political groups in the European Parliament. This will not include the biggest political group, the European People's Party, or EPP, although it has some very serious right-wing tendencies. We've already heard about the Italian case or the Hungarian Fidesz, but I will leave this part out. In part two, I will talk about those European parties which are affiliated with groups in the European Parliament, but which are not congruent with them. These are the European Alliance for Freedom and the Alliance of European National Movements. And in part three, I will shortly introduce at least one informal group within the European Parliament that is connected mainly to the European People's Party, the so-called Reconciliation of European Histories group. And in my short conclusions, I will summarize the two main right-wing EU models promoted by right-wing groups on European political level. In the European Parliament, right hand of the European People's Party, we have two right-wing factions with group status, plus one faction that is too small and divided in itself to gain official recognition. These are the non-attached members, shortly called NI, that is the French short version for non-inscrit. First, there is the European Conservatives and Reformists group, which has currently got 53 members. And its corresponding and nearly congruent Euro party is the AECR, that means Alliance of European Conservatives and Reformists. The currently smallest faction with group status in the European Parliament is the Europe of Freedom and Democracy group with 33 members. But after the accession of Croatia, this group might become bigger than the GUE NGL, the left group in the European Parliament, which would then be the smallest faction. The Europe of Freedom and Democracy group is partially affiliated with the Euro Party, European Alliance for Freedom. I know these are many different names for different groups, but it will become clearer during the presentation. And within the camp of the non-attached MEPs, the NI group, most deputies come from the really far right, and many of these far right parties are affiliated with European parties like the Alliance of European National Movements and the European Alliance for Freedom. I will start with the European Conservatives and Reformists group. You can have a short look at the member parties from the different countries, part one and part two. And as you could see, the British Conservative Party is by far the most dominant power in the ECR and its corresponding Euro party AECR. It has 28 MEPs out of 53, followed by the Czech ODS, which has 10 MEPs. And the common political program of the ECR can be summed with two words, fatherland and neoliberalism. The ECR reclaims power back from the federal EU institutions, which would be the European Parliament and the Commission, to the member states. And that would mean political disintegration of the EU, but at the same time, further enforcement of the common free market. They emphasize thereby the traditional family as the bedrock of society. But especially members of the Tories, of the UK Conservatives, also advocate for non-discrimination for same-sex couples, which means it's, you could call it kind of a modern conservatism. The ECR wants controlled migration, meaning that access to the common market should be granted to people only on the basis of economic utility. The ECR wants, of course, to preserve an independent national foreign policy. That means they are opposed to the new European External Action Service, which is led by the Commission's Vice President Catherine Ashton. And the ECR supports nuclear power and the climate policy approach that shall not influence the economic output of national economies. I'll get to the next group within the European Parliament, the Europe of Freedom and Democracy. And you can see the member parties here and here. The Europe of Freedom and Democracy political group has currently got 33 members and is smaller than the ECR and also still smaller than the GUE NGL. The two dominant parties in the EFD are the United Kingdom Independence Party with 9 MEPs and the Italian Lega Nord. We have also 4 Polish members from a new found party called Solidarna Polska, and they have just left in last December the ECR and Kaczynski's party PIS and joined the EFD group with the statement that the ECR was not enough in favor of traditional families, that in their opinion could only be based on a man and a woman. That means the ECR was not homophobic enough. And they also wanted a stronger voice for Polish nationalism against what they call Brussels cosmopolitanism. Yeah. There is no congruent Euro party for the EFD, and especially United Kingdom Independent Party's member argue that having a Euro party would actually approve the assistance of the EU dictatorship, as they sometimes call it. But also the UKIP delegation is divided, and 3 members of the EFD left the group, claiming it was still too EU-friendly, and that some members within this group were racists, in that case referring to Lega Nord's MEP Mario Borghesio. Nevertheless, some EFD members are affiliated with the Europarty European Alliance for Freedom, which I will talk about later in this presentation. The main common political topic seems at first glance to be the no to an EU superstate, but actually in practice the EFD is very heterogeneous even in this point, because MEPs from Eastern European countries and also from the Greek Laos Party refer quite positively to the EU integration process. And the EFD parties do also not much have in common in the political fields like economy, social policy or environmental policy. But there are 3 main topics of nearly consensus in the EFD. That is the position against immigration, against minorities such as Roma, and the possible accession of Turkey to the EU. And furthermore, there's a lot of anti-communist sentiment and conspiracy theories. For example, there was a conference about how the Bilderberg Group is a secret world government and in that direction. Now I will talk about one special group which is connected to the EFD, that is the so-called Turkey Assessment Group, which has been founded by the EFD member Morten Messerschmidt from the Dansk Folkeparti. This group is used by right-wing parties not only from the EFD group, but also by other right-wing parties in the European Parliament, and it's used as a platform to collect material and arguments against the accession of Turkey to the EU. The Turkey Assessment Group has an own website, and it meets quite successfully every 2 months in the European Parliament. And their topics so far were the Cyprus question, press freedom and minority questions in Turkey, gender equality, relations of Turkey with Iran and Israel, etc. And there is a journalist called Robert Ellis, who writes inter alia for the British newspaper The Guardian, where, interestingly, the Turkey Assessment Group appears to be an official group of the European Parliament, and not what is what it is in reality a project of a racist right-wing party in the European Parliament. I must say that the no to Turkey's EU accession is a very important ideological glue for the diverging right-wing groups in the European Parliament, for members of the EFD group and also for non-attached parties. The non-attached parties in the European Parliament, you can see here, some non-attached parties are former Identity, Tradition and Sovereignty group members. That was a European that was a group within the European Parliament. We've already heard about that in the last presentation. That was founded and dissolved in 2007 after only 10 months of existence due to internal racism. And those former ITS members were the Front National, the British National Party, Jobbik, the Freedom Party of Austria, the Greater Romania Party, Vlaams Belang and Attacca. And only the Dutch Freedom Party, Wilders Freedom Party, and the United Kingdom Independence Party have not been members of the ITS. And some of those parties in this non-attached spectrum are now affiliated with the European Alliance for Freedom. That is the Freedom Party of Austria, Jobbik, Vlaams Belang, and the Front National, or more precisely Marine Le Pen. And some are affiliated with another right-wing European party, that is the Alliance of European National Movements, that is the British National Party, also the Front National in the person of Marine Le Pen, and Jobbik. The reason why this sometimes doubles will be clear. Will become clearer in my further presentation. The common positions of that can be found within the camp of the far right wing parties is the no to a European superstate, the position against immigration, against minorities, and against the Turkey accession. And also the anti-communism and conspiracy theories, and of course the ideology against Islamization of Europe. As you can see, this is quite similar to the positions within the EFD group, but sometimes, of course, changing in degree of radicalization. So. Now I will get to explain you something about the Euro parties. And I will start with the European Alliance for Freedom. The European Alliance for Freedom, this is special, explicitly allows a single membership in this Euro party, and thereby is trying not to repeat strategic errors of the past. Individual memberships are intended to prevent the project from crashing all too quickly because of different national interests or racism. The dominant figures in this new party and its associated think tank, the European Foundation for Freedom, you can see their logos on the top of the slide, are UKIP member Gottfried Blum, Franz Obermeier and Andreas Mölzer from the Freedom Party of Austria, Philipp Klaes from Vlaams Belang, Rolandas Paksas and Josas Mbrasas from the Order and Justice Party from Lithuania, Marine Le Pen, and also some other parties which are not represented in the European Parliament. And a quite interesting person in this context is Sharon Allo Bonici, which was initially a social democratic anti-EU activist from Malta, and she brings many experiences from different anti-EU projects into the European Alliance for Freedom. She's participated as a coordinator in a group called TEAM, that is the European Alliance of EU Critical Movements, and was also coordinator of the Yes to Democracy, No to EU campaign before Malta's EU accession. This campaign was more or less trade union based. The European Alliance for Freedom was founded at the end of 2010 as a new right-wing Euro party, and as you can see, the face of this new European party is pointedly moderate. The party symbol is a stylized, brightly colored butterfly, and the website presents itself in a very friendly pale blue. And pale blue is actually also the color of the EFD group in the European Parliament, and the slogan of the European Alliance for Freedom is "The People's Voice for Europe," also echoes the EFD slogan, "The People's Voice." So the EAF can be seen as a strategic bridge between parts of the EFD and non-attached right-wing parties in the European Parliament. The official recognition of the party gave it access to a maximum amount of about 370,000 euros for the year 2011, funds from the European Parliament. In its program, the European Alliance for Freedom says it wants to eliminate political left-right paradigms, which it says have been transferred to the EU level by the large groupings, meaning the European People Party and the Social Democrats. And the explanation for this is, for the EAF, the main struggle within the EU is between federalists, which meaning those who want more power for EU institutions, and between national autonomists themselves, those which want to preserve national political systems. And the basic ideology of the EAF members is that of an ethnically or culturally closed societies, meaning a Europe of the peoples, not a Europe of citizens, and therefore the program of the EAF argues that a single European nation could never exist. For them, the European Union is a dangerous supranational power, dangerous for the freedom of nations. They also call the EU a new totalitarianism. And instead, the European Alliance for Freedom wants to keep the sovereignty of national parliaments to, this is a quotation from their program, ensure that the peoples and nations of Europe are entitled to strengthen their historical, traditional, religious and cultural values. Yes, and the first bigger campaign the European Alliance for Freedom plans is to use the coming EU Citizens Initiative against the accession of the EU to Turkey. So, what is the European Alliance for Freedom actually? First of all, it seems to be a platform to bring together actors from different right-wing political groups and parties in the European Parliament, the EFD and the non-attached. And it is also very much a platform for campaigning in political fields with common interests between the right-wing actors. The planned No to Turkey accession campaign with the new EU Citizens Initiative is perfect for them, as it brings together anti-EU sentiments, xenophobia, ideas of the Christian Occident, fears of strangers, meaning immigrants, and so on. So this development must be further observed. I will now come to another European party, the Alliance of European National Movements, or AENM. You can see the member parties here. And this is really a member party project without those single party memberships that we have in the European Alliance for Freedom. The main actors, as you can see, are Jobbik, the Front National, and the British National Party. Yes, the AENM was founded in 2009 with the aims to gain EU funding as an official Euro party, and there was to prepare for a single EU-wide electoral district that is quite regularly discussed, at least within the European Parliament. And now, 2.5 years after its foundation, the AENM has in fact been officially recognized by the European Parliament and therefore awaits funding up to the amount of €290,000 for 2012. And until now, the AENM had a very weak organizational structure and not even a known website. But with this, with this new funding, this will probably change within the next few weeks. But AENM parties were at least able to hold a so-called World Gathering of Nationalists together with Isukai, that is a nationalist party from Japan, and this happened in 2010. And their plan is to have this kind of regular conferences every 2 years, so we will see what will happen in 2012. The Alliance of European National Movements does also have an official program, which can be summarized as follows. The group is against globalization and social dumping. They want to promote the regional economy. A quotation from Jobbik's Christina Morvai: give the economy back to farmers and family businesses. They see themselves as anti-imperialist. That means they are against, quotation, cultural, religious, political, economic, or financial imperialism. The program includes, of course, a no to a European superstate, a no to a common European market, a no to the euro, and no to any kind of supranational political organization. The AENM parties want to preserve national identity, tradition, and family, which they refer to as indigenous cultures, and furthermore want to support Christian values and natural law. And they want to, as they say, solve the immigration problem, meaning, of course, the closure of borders and stop, this is a quotation from Nick Griffin, the British National Party, the balkanization of EU countries. Right now, I will come to an unofficial group within the European Parliament that is connected to the European People's Party. The Reconciliation of Histories group is an unofficial association of MEPs founded in October 2010, and 31 of its nearly 40 members belong to the parliamentary group of the European People's Party, and most of them are from Eastern European states. There are also single MEPs from every political group in the European Parliament, except from the GUE NGL, from the left group. The group is chaired by the Latvian EPP member, and which is the foreign minister and EU commissioner Sandra Kalnite from the Civic Union Party. And the aim of this group is to use political means to get the EU to adopt a uniform version of history in Europe and have the term totalitarianism apply to both national socialism and communism, and meaning to the Holocaust and the Gulag, and thus putting them on an equal footing. And with the aid of the conservative majority in the European Parliament, this term totalitarianism has already been successfully established as the ideology of political historiography at the EU level. And this whole development goes back to a declaration called the Prague Declaration on European Conscience and Communism, which was written in 2008 and supported by different MEPs and governments and scientists and artists from different Eastern European countries. Yes, this development has been harshly criticized by many Holocaust survivors organizations, and for example by the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who say that this is a project foremost to whitewash Nazi collaborators such as the Latvian Legion from the charge of taking part in the Holocaust. that much about this group. I will now get to my conclusion. So, we can distinguish at least two different right-wing concepts for the modeling of the EU, which differ from the current German-led liberal conservative model of what I would call negative integration without democratization. And model one, I have called the AECR model. It can be summarized as fatherland plus neoliberalism. The ECR group in the European Parliament and its congruent Euro party, the AECR, stand for anti-EU federalism. For example, the Premier Ministers Cameron and Nickers from the Czech Republic have not signed the German-based fiscal treaty for the EU. Those governments are both connected to the ECR group. And they stand for estranging for the nation state. But they want, of course, and even hail the common EU free market, including its four fundamental freedoms of capital. And you could call this Thatcher conservatism, this kind of conservatism which has been ruling the United Kingdom for almost 30 years now. And it is not necessarily xenophobic or homophobic, which has also been the reason that four Polish members left the group to join the EFD. The second model that can be identified is the AENM model, which can be summarized as ethnic nationalism plus anti-imperialism. This concept for the future of Europe includes, of course, strong anti-EU federalism, as the EU is ruled, in their opinion, by ultra-liberalists on the one hand and Marxists on the other, and the creation of ethnically closed nation-states. They want no common market, no globalization and closed borders, and thus there's a xenophobic and homophobic attitude combined with anti-Semitic, anti-American, and anti-Israeli, anti-Islam sentiments. And the EFD group in the European Parliament and the European Alliance for Freedom Europe Party tend towards this model too, the AENM model. But, for example, the United Kingdom Independence Party, as far as I can see, it is divided. These are only ideal models. Huh? Yes, just some remarks. The EAF is mainly a platform for campaigns like the No to Turkey campaign, and a tool to bring the non-attached parties and the EFD group closer to each other. The Wilders Party for the Freiheit follows a completely own program and is not cooperating with other right-wing parties in the European Parliament. And the Greater Romania Party is completely isolated also from its former ITS colleagues. Thank you very much for your attention. The picture shows a Jobbik member burning an EU flag on a stage on Jobbik.
Thank you. Grazie a Tilo Jansen per questo quadro che ci dà ulteriori elementi di conoscenza. Allora, momento che devo bloccare.